Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, good day to you, good day to you, good day to you, good day to you. Very good to see each of your energies. As you know, right here and right now, as the vessel and the joy are expressing to you how important it is to align all of your frequency in your energy field, even if your purpose may change. Your purpose, we know, is to simply live in joy. Your destiny is how you do that. So they've combined these exercises with your purpose and your destiny. What would it be in your world if you lived 125% of the time? Is that possible? To live 125% of the time? To live 125% of the time in your divine purpose, living your joy 24/7. And then allow it to be done, huh? And allow it to just continue to hold. As you hold that energy through today, take a deep breath, dearest. As you hold that energy through today, through these times, through this frequency, what is actually happening in your cells, and we'll talk a bit more about that later on today and tomorrow, is you're rewiring your cellular structure. You're a little bit beyond your comfort zone. You're a little bit out of your energy field, so you can shift more congenially right now. You see, if every single person on this planet were living in their joy and their divine purpose, in their joy and their destiny, loving what they do, can you imagine what the planet would be more like? You see, take a deep breath. That breath is the next step to bring you into the quantum state. Awareness is being aware of where you are right now and where you want to be, and what you get the opportunity to do in the process, huh? And then as you continually breathe into the possibilities, that energy is coming through stronger and stronger. And with those possibilities, just breathe deeply into the love and the light indeed of you. And with that love and light of you, each of your intentions that you stated, or each of your intentions that you wrote down, each of your, my life purpose is to teach, to facilitate, and to enjoy life. My life purpose is to run a spiritual center. My life purpose is to be a minister. My life purpose is, and whatever it is, those are your infinite possibilities that are coming true right now. So do not get caught up in the next few hours as to how that is going to come about. Instead, get caught up into what it feels like as it is happening. Look at your chakras energetically. See if there's any blockages there. That is what we will take care of after lunch. See if there's any blockages, maybe besides your hungry stomach. That is not a blockage, that is just a fact, maybe. And see that energy. Is there one of your chakras? You all know your chakras, your energy centers. If there's one of them, if you close your eyes right now and just go through your energy centers, starting with your root and moving up, see if there is an energy center that seems to be weaker in color or energy than the others. Moving on up. And if so, write that down. So you could come back to it later. You see, that is the indicator. All it takes is awareness. Then you know what to go, where to go, what to have happen, to place even those energy centers that might not be in as much alignment as another back into that place of alignment. And once you get all of your energy centers going in the right direction, have your purpose, have your thought, have your connection, boom, there you go. And so as that is experienced in your field, that is what we're going to do with the rest of today. So take a deep breath, dearest. We are working in your emotional body. We are seeing your love and your light. We are acknowledging that frequency within you. As you trust that frequency, trust yourself, dearest. Trust yourself. We will be back with you again. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste. Namaste.